Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Happy Sunday. Happy November 1st. Hope everybody had a happy Halloween. Thank you for joining us for this special broadcast today with director and actor Aaron Wolf. He's got a new movie out. It is called Tar, and I believe it's a horror movie. We're going to talk to Aaron about that. I believe we have him on the phone. However, Aaron, is that you?
Hey, how's it going, Joanne?
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for the show. Let me just thank my sponsors, and we'll get right to you. So, again, I hope everybody had a happy Halloween. It was a little weird, but nonetheless, it was Halloween. So thanks to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kitnesville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Teach for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, FinTech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com. If you want an I Dream of Genie bottle, that's the place to go. Artist Mario Della Casa has beautiful, beautiful work, and the bottles are absolutely gorgeous. Aaron, how are you, sir? Thank you for joining me. I wish we would have done this yesterday for Halloween.
Hey, the day after is good, too, and you've got some great sponsors. I want all those things.
Oh, cool, cool. Well, I figured, you know, people are into horror, whether it's Halloween or not, and, you know, just because it was yesterday doesn't mean that it was over, and people can still catch a good horror movie. So tell us about yourself. You're an actor and director, and did you direct this film? Did you write the script? And I know you're in it, but are you the brain behind it?
Yeah, did all of it. It all came about because we were, me and the co-writer Tim Nuttall were, I had a bunch of characters I'd created, and I wanted to do a throwback adventure creature thing. So
yeah,
have some fun, have some thrills, have some laughs. And the movie, like the movies I grew up with, I also loved Indiana Jones as a kid, so archaeology too. And then our office happened to be right by the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles, which was a place I used to go to as a kid all the time, and I'd imagine like it being a Indiana Jones real set, because the La Brea Tar Pits are this
right.
weird tar archaeological place in the middle of L.A. So then we combined the characters.
There's a tar pit in the middle of L.A.? I mean, what the heck is that about?
Exactly. Isn't it so weird? Like, when you see it, when you come to L.A. and actually see this place, it's like, this shouldn't exist. It's too surreal. So that was it, and no movie had ever been made about it. And then found a true Native American legend, which is kind of funny unto itself, a true legend. But it we incorporated that into it too, the lore, the Native American lore around the place, so that we could inject a bunch of fun and give people a fun adventure through the through not just Halloween, because it's not gore slasher. It's more of just fun, thrills, a few scares, and adventure through November, December, all this crazy time we're going through.
And why is the tar pit still there? I can't believe that it still exists. Is it a historical site or something? I mean, what's up with that?
It's actually, yeah, it's a museum. and a historical site, and they've preserved all the archaeological dig of it. So you go there, and I'd go on class trips as a kid and be amazed by this thing, because they have, like, preserved, they have labeled all the different things that they found, the prehistoric bones of woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers.
Really?
And then in our movie, there's another creature that's there that's dormant, and when awoken by man, in this case the L.A. subway system being built, it comes up and attacks. So, and attacks the family, and I play this in the film.
Wow, sounds like a great concept. Is it a comedy horror comedy movie or strictly horror? Hello?
Sorry, I didn't. It broke up.
I'm so sorry. Is it comedy as well or just strictly horror? Suspense and.
Got laughs and thrills and.
I'm losing
call
you.
It, oh, can you hear
I'm
me?
Losing, I'm losing. Oh, yeah, I'm losing you. You're breaking up.
Oh, no, it's
me.
Throwback.
Hello? Yeah, that must be you, because I'm fine. I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Aaron, I'm sorry.
You.
Yeah. Oh, maybe
the
you
fun
need to
of
stay
modern technology.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if maybe you're moving around or what, but I keep losing you. But now, how long has the movie been out? When did it come out? And we lost you again. Hang on, folks. Hang on.
There you go.
We'll get this information. When did it come out?
So the movie came out October 2nd. It started in theaters. And now, because of the pandemic and everything, we're still in theaters, and we're also on demand. We're streaming on all the different platforms, Apple, Amazon, you name it. You can just go to tarthemovie.com.
Great. Great. And it's getting, it's receiving a good response, I guess. It's being received well.
Because our, and gore. Was growing up watching on DVD all the time, like Goonies, Arachnophobia, Jaws, The Flock, all that stuff was my inspiration.
Right, right. But what's your favorite horror movie of all time?
Man, favorite of all time? I think that it's not as much horror, but the one that I think is the be-all, end-all is Jaws, in terms of how it builds suspense. And then all the old Hitchcock movies, I think they're more thrillers, but I think those did it. And then more recently, like Jeepers Creepers was a really good one that added fun to the mix, and Scream. And then, that kind of, those are the ones that, for me, really do it, because I love having fun.
Right. Now you have other movies out as well. Are they horror or no? They're regular themed movies.
No, you know, I look at filmmaking as storytelling. So whatever story I find interesting is the film I want to tell, and I hope other people then find it interesting too. So our movie that's on Amazon now, another one, it was Oscar shortlisted last year. It's a documentary, actually. It takes place on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, right where the La Brea Tar Pits are. But it's about me rediscovering my place that matters, where my grandfather was a rabbi, Wilshire Boulevard Temple, and also about all kinds of places around the world that are being left to rot and need to be brought back to life, because if the place goes away, the community goes away. And I think right now in COVID, that's more important than ever. So
is that Restoring Tomorrow? Was that the movie called?
Restoring Tomorrow, And you can watch it on Amazon. That's what's interesting with that movie, and to me, they're all storytelling. So whether it's a thriller, a comedy, a documentary, it still all comes back to telling a good story and hoping people enjoy it and relate to it. And
right. Well, how long have you been doing this? You look awful young. How long have you been doing this?
I mean, my whole life. I started when I was probably about 7 in community theater. And then the moment I could pick up a camera and start making stuff, like my dad's camera, I started making whatever I could. I've always made things and love the process, whether it's in front of the camera, behind the camera, writing, creating has always been my my thing. I'm a visual learner, so everything's visual to me. And it's always been a love and passion.
Nice.
I was reading Hollywood Reporter and Variety before I was reading children's books.
Well, growing up in L.A., that's, I guess, a thing to do. Other than you being in the movie, who else is starring in the movie? Anyone we would know or up and coming?
We have a lot. We're both people who are like younger actors, and then Academy Award nominee Graham Greene is in it, and he's really, really cool in the movie. I really think people enjoy his performance, what he brought, what I learned from him, to be frank. Like, whenever I get to work with actors as accomplished as him, Timothy Bottoms, in the film, I find that it's a gift. I learn. It's like going to school. I learn so many intricacies of their craft, because every one of these legends has a different approach to making themselves do what they do. So anyone who says that's just a lie. There's all kinds of ways, and they're all unique and amazing in what you do. With Graham, I called it the Graham Greene University of College of School of Acting.
Nice. Well, Guest House.
I learned so much from his.
I saw you did a film called Guest House with Michael Gross, and that did very well, right?
Yeah, and Guest House was a lot of fun working with Michael, because he had a whole different method to his acting. He was trained at Yale. So he trained at Yale. He was in the class with Meryl Streep. And he every single word on the script, he analyzes, discusses, says, could I change the word? And, well, I mean, talking that intricate. Yeah.
Are you breaking up again, honey? I can't hear you. I'm so sorry. You there? Hello? Aaron? Oh, the wonders of being live and technology. I don't know. We're losing Aaron. I don't know where he is, but I'm sure he'll pop back in when he's got a better connection. But I'm just reading. Sorry. Aaron, you there? I can't hear you, hon. Hello, hello, hello. Well, we are talking to Aaron Wolf. He is the director and starring actor in the new film Tar. And you can get it. It's in theaters now. I don't know which theaters are open. Maybe in L.A. they are. And hang on one second. He's trying to get me back again here. Hey, is that you, Aaron?
Yeah, I am here. I don't know what happened. Technology is not our friend today.
You've got a bad connection. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually just calling from my place, but I don't know what happens. But
are you in L.A. Or on the East Coast?
I'm in L.A., yeah. So maybe the L.A. to New Jersey connection is failing us right now. But I think what I was saying is just Michael Gross, working with people like him, is very, very interesting to what you can learn from different people and their techniques, and so yeah, he was another one. What a legend, and what a great guy, and the stuff he taught.
Right.
He's taught me. I just am grateful. I get to learn from some of these amazing talents and see their craft and how they approach it.
Right, and I was just telling everybody that they could see Tar in some theaters. Where, out on the West Coast? Because we don't have any theaters open over here.
Yeah, it was on the West Coast and the East Coast, and then now, because the theater's closing, it's mainly in the South. So, but I recommend it for people who aren't in Texas, Atlanta, Florida, where these places we're playing. We're watching at home, because it's right now, I think we need some distraction and some escapism, and that's what our movie's all about. Is for an hour and a half, you get to escape. And
I'm going to try and watch it today.
Oh, and you got to let me know know what you think, and especially as you like brought up some of these actors, what they bring. Because my goal in casting this too was to get mm-hmm. actors that I admire, and
right.
and then see if they'll do it, because you don't, you're not used to these actors being in a crazy adventure throwback just thriller creature movie.
Right, and the actors that are, I mean, Timothy Bottoms, he was in The Last Picture Show, and Graham Greene was in The Green Mile, one of my favorite movies, and Emily mm-hmm. Peachy, Fault in the Stars, and, I mean, great, great people in this role. And Donnie Darko, too, huh? Well, not the, Stuart Stone was in Donnie Darko. Wow, cool. Wow.
Yeah, and you'll see they all play roles that you don't expect.
Right, right. Right, definitely have to check this out. It sounds very interesting. And just tar, I mean, I'm picturing the creature is obviously covered in tar, no?
Oh, yeah, and that's one thing when you watch the movie. It's, I don't want to give the spoiler away, but the creature is like nothing you've ever seen before, I'll tell you that.
Mm. How'd you do the special effects? It's got to be black and wet and probably yucky and gross and...
Yeah, it was really a big process to get the tar to work, because it was very sticky, and it was this special substance that our special effects makeup artist, Kazu, made, and all of that was designed. I wanted to do practical effects as much as possible, because that's what I loved growing up, is seeing how people could pull things off without CG, and
right.
I'll tell you a funny story, if you want, about tar.
Yeah.
So... One day on set, I was leaving, and I wanted to go get some food at the market. So I'm going to check out, and it was late, and I was hungry. And I'm going to check out, and the cashier looks at me like she's seen a ghost. And I'm like, is everything okay, ma'am? And she was just looking at me like, And then I looked, I said, are you okay? Is everything okay? And she said, and she motioned to her neck. I said, is your neck okay? And she, like, pointed to me, and I went, and I touched my face, and I realized I hadn't washed the tar off of my face, so I was covered in it still, and I had forgotten, and she looked like she had just seen a ghost, and I tried to start explaining, like, we're in L.A., like, movie, and she wasn't buying it, and so I just ran for the exit as fast as I could.
Oh, God, that is funny. I have to ask you, the Brea tar pit, does it smell like tar? Because I know sometimes when people are tarring their roofs, that is the most nastiest smell that I've ever smelled in my life.
Yeah, it has an odor. Not as bad as the roofs, but it definitely has a distinct odor. It's also it's in a big park, so it's spread out, and then there's this pool. And it's in the movie, you'll see it.
There's a
big pool in there. So it's funny, like, and if you haven't been there, again, we wanted to dive into the lore. I love when in movies you learn about a new world, and in this case, a real world that actually exists.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very weird. It's very sticky. You see the animals. You see there's a woolly mammoth coming out from it. It's really like nothing you've ever seen, and there's also a museum. I think it's closed right now, the museum, but you can around it and see the different artifacts that they've dug up, because they have different bones and different, you name it, and it's all labeled. So it's the most real archaeological dig thing I've ever seen.
But were you able to use the facility as the set, or you had to create your own set?
A little of both, a little movie magic and a little of the place. So
we
had to do a little of both, a combo pack, if you will,
to make sure.
But yeah, the actual place is in it. But then there's some stuff we definitely couldn't do at the place, and it's an origin story of sorts. So there's definitely room for another one where we dive even deeper.
Oh, you left it open for a part two. You left it open for a sequel.
Yes. Because there's so much with this world that you can do. Just any new world that you dive into, there's so much. Well, you don't want to dive into tar, but there's so much that you can dive into. But don't dive in, because I think you'll get you won't last long. But the
right.
Yeah. So just we definitely did, and that's I think I don't know about you. You tell me about what we want right now is something we can escape and just have a good time.
Definitely escapism. That's what we need right now. I don't want you to give too much away, but how does the creature kill people? Does he smother them with tar? Or no? If you don't want to tell us, don't tell us.
I'll say this. It's a little bit of everything. Otherwise, I'd be giving away, I think, too
exactly.
much.
Exactly. I don't
probably.
Want you to give it away. I'm going to watch it.
But I'll just say this. He does a lot of he does many different things. He has many talents for killing people. I don't know if that's a talent, but he has many of them.
I can't wait to see it. I'm going to try and check it out today after I finish working and see if I can put it on my computer while I'm working and try and catch it. So now, are you working on anything else? I mean, I know this leaves open a sequel, but are you have anything else in the works that's going on or no?
Yeah, we're doing – I have a podcast that we do called Aaron and Rohit's Hopeless Show about bringing hope to all things hopeless. And then a talk show that I do online called the Together Show. It's on, Facebook and YouTube, and we're just doing it during the pandemic and stuff to bring mm-hmm. people together, interesting guests that I think will bring interesting conversation to the world and to people. And then also we're doing a thing. It's going to be launching next month. And then there's a film following it up called about learning differences and changing the way people look at the education system. And the piece is called We Are All Disabled, but the dis is in parentheses. So it's really saying we are all able because I have learning disabilities and I'm proud of them. And I think everyone should be proud of how they learn so that they can accomplish anything in their lives because everyone can accomplish things if they put their mind to it. And
right.
no one should be discounted by the education system. So we're putting that out in about a month, a short piece about it with a lot of notable guests in the piece talking about the same issue.
Right, right. And it's funny, not funny, but ironic that how people, the downtrodden or people maybe have learning disabilities or just a disability, they are the ones who succeed because they don't want to be held back by what they don't want to be labeled by, you know what I'm saying? And they seem to ones who excel more because they want to prove that they don't have a disability. They don't have anything holding them back. So, hey, more power to people out there that who are having issues because you know what? That's the number one thing that gives you drive. I think so when you're in that situation. So.
It's really well said. That's really well said. It does give you drive, and it's like an underdog feel that we're going to be able to accomplish anything, and no one can tell us no because we're so used to being told no. I it's on my email tag. I say every no leads to a bigger and better yes.
Yeah.
Watch from the side or come along
for
the ride.
I love when someone tells me no and I can't do it because guess what? You just told me I can and I'm going to. So guess what?
Isn't that true?
I love it. I love it because it just makes me want to tell you yes. Sorry. And I'm going to prove to you
exactly.
that I can do it. You know, a lot of people they're all talk, but you know what? I say what I'm going to do. And I've always have. I always have. I'm never
And you're
held
doing
back.
And you do it. And you do it.
Yes.
And
you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Be you.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone should not. The moment you put a label, especially on a child, the moment you put a label on someone, it's just immediately giving them an unfair disadvantage in the system. And that's what really. And I personally look forward to this piece coming out. You can follow. I'm talking a lot about it on my social, which is the Aaron Wolf on all social media, and I'm excited for this to come out next, this piece, because I think it'll raise some eyebrows of what we can do and how we can progress as a country
right.
and as a world.
Right, right, and that's what we need to do. So, folks, if you want to catch Tar, the movie, you can go to Apple, iTunes, Prime. Is it on Amazon or not?
Yeah,
Amazon.
It's on all of them. And then
Netflix.
www.tarthemovie.com has all the links. So you can also
Is it
go
on
there
Netflix yet? Like, is it on Netflix yet? Not yet.
No, not yet. But on all the other streamers and platforms. So yeah, you can check it out everywhere. It's available to rent now, and write me, tell me what you think, and I hope everyone has a good time. We need good times right now. We're stuck.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are stuck at home, so let's have a good time.
And Aaron, where can folks get in touch with you if they wanted to, if they had questions or anything like that? Where can anybody reach out to you?
Yeah, I'm all social media. I'm the Aaron Wolf, T-H-E Aaron Wolf, and the only reason I put the there is because Aaron Wolf was taken when I signed up for social media. So I'm the Aaron Wolf. And you can write me. I like to respond and talk to different people about all the issues, everything from the new movie to what we were just talking about with education, all kinds of stuff, because I think communicating and getting the word out and getting everyone's voice heard and making sure they're heard is so important.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to the film. I want to try. I'm going to do my best. What is it, 1:30? My time, let's see, I got to do some work. I'm going to try and catch it around maybe 3 o'clock. I'm hoping I can watch. How long is it?
It's an hour and a half. Lawrence of Arabia here. It's an hour and a half.
Okay, cool. I could swing an hour and a half.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
my schedule's tight. That's why.
Yeah, it's easier than... It's quicker than binge-watching 2 episodes of a TV show.
Right. So I'll skip my Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island today.
There we go.
Yeah. I usually have the TV going in the background just for my noise. I just need something in the background. And I usually, on a Sunday, put my MeTV on. And like you said, I escape and listen to those because I don't want to see what's going on today. But Tar sounds fabulous. I can't wait to see it, and I'm hoping it takes off and goes even bigger than these streamings for you so people can see it. I mean, Netflix is you're going to find this hard to believe. I mentioned this before. I've got to be the only person in the country who does not watch Netflix. So I hear that's where the way to go. That's where people go to watch their movies now. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. To be honest, they're all good, and there's stuff out there on all the different platforms, but that's why I wanted to bring it to as many as possible so everyone can have access to see it at a time when people don't have access to too much right now.
Right. Well, folks, if you're still in the Halloween mood or just love horror movies, check it out. The movie's called Tar, and you can check it out, like I said, at Apple, iTunes, Prime Video, Google, Microsoft, Vudu, it's everywhere, and stream it. Check it out. I'm going to do that today, and I'm going to call Aaron back and tell him what I thought of it, and I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. So give it a shot. And, hey, Aaron wouldn't mind you telling him what you thought of it too, right, Aaron? I mean.
Oh, I love it. I love when people talk about it because it is a throwback movie to stuff I grew up with. So I just am excited to see people go along for the ride and don't worry, it's not gonna be too scary. It's more than just terrifying slasher gore death heads rolling.
Right. Got a good story behind it and everything. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Aaron. I appreciate it, and for doing the special broadcast with me. And I hope the movie takes off and does well. And if you want to come back and talk about any other movies or anything, please reach out. We'd love to have you back.
I would love that, and please do reach out. Let me know what you think, and let's everyone have a great week with all the craziness that's going on. And I hope this can be a fun distraction for people too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Aaron Wolf, check out the new movie Tar. Tell me what you think. Tell Aaron what you think, and tell your friends and tell your family and so on, and as they say in the commercial, and I told 2 friends and so on and so on. And check
yes,
it out. Watch
the
movie. Yes, watch it. It looks great. I'm going to check it out, and I'm going to let people know about it, too. So thank you so much, Aaron. You have a great day, and we'll keep in touch.
You too, Joanne. Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
You too. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks. Yeah, check that out. I'm going to, while I'm working today, I'm going to put it on the background. I'm going to skip my Brady Bunch and my Gilligan's Island background noise today. And I'm going to check this movie out. It sounds really good. I want to see it. Because it is true that there were so many tar pits in the country left over from the prehistoric age. And there's actually, like, fossils, I guess you would say, of dinosaurs, and they're actually in there. And I think it's oil, actually, that dinosaurs actually came from. Once they died, their bodies gave off oil, but tar, maybe, I don't know. I'm not a historian, I just play one on TV. But, yeah, no, check it out. And Aaron sounds like a great guy, and he's been in several movies and done several movies as well, and sounds great. So thanks for joining us today. It's been an exhausting weekend. And tonight, we have the fabulous Valerie Vinay on. She's got some amazing stories to tell us about the monkeys. She was on the monkeys, and they were like a family, and she's got some great stories to tell. Also, she did a lot of roles in Batman, and if you're into nostalgia and you love that stuff, Valerie's the person you want to hear from. She's got some great stories to tell, so I'm looking forward to speaking with her tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern if you guys want to hang out. So thank you to Aaron Wolf for joining us. Check out his movie Tar. Thank you to our sponsors, as always, The Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kintnersville, Pennsylvania, KWB Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, where oral satisfaction is guaranteed. Best hot dogs out there, guys. Go check it out. And GenieBottles.com by artist Mario Della Casa. Great Christmas present, folks, especially for a collector or anybody into retro. And, I mean, I want one so bad. I have to get – there's so many to choose from. I don't know which one I want. But he ran a special yesterday. I don't know if it's still going on. Go to his site, GenieBottles.com. Bottles that were $300 were going for $99 for Christmas special, so you might want to look into that. I don't know if it's still going on, but they are gorgeous, and I'd love to have one. I'm going to get one, I hope, soon, and that's about it, and I appreciate you guys joining us again. I hope everybody had a happy Halloween. Stay safe out there. Wear a mask, please. The sooner we wear the mask, the sooner we go back to normal. Please, please, please. I want to go back to normal. I don't know about you. So, and don't forget to vote. Vote, vote, vote. We only have 2 days left. Well, three. I went yesterday, and I couldn't believe how many people pulled up and were dropping their ballots off at the box. So that's great. It was nice to see. And I'm not going to lie, it was my first time voting in my 56 years on this earth, and I never felt I had to be quite honest. I was one of those that I didn't think my vote counted, who gave a crap, and, you know, if everybody thought that way, that their vote doesn't count, every vote adds up, non-vote, you know, that they do count. So with everything going on, I felt this was my way of doing something, and I actually, it felt good to do, and I felt a little bit of relief off of my back, because if I could do something to help this situation, I did, and I'll be happy about it, that I took place in making change for our country, because God knows we need it. So, all right, what's today? Sunday, and we've got tonight. So let's end. How about the guys we had on last night? All in. Great group from Jersey. One from Harrison, New Jersey, where I grew up. Wonderful, wonderful kids. Still in school and trying to kick ass in music. And this song, they wrote themselves. produce themselves. And with the right producer, I think this thing could take off, guys. Check it out. All In, called Remind You. Have a great day. Enjoy it. It's Sunday. It's raining again. Oh, more rain. And we'll see you tonight. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Check it. Hey.
You got a quarterback prom day, but I got a cheerleader, baby. You were second in the queue, what was your hot shot? Do you wanna back it up? Yeah, I like it when you back it up.
Know when you come, I'll be on the way. You all alone, no sleep to
at the sky on a balcony, thinking of us and how it used to be. Yeah, I know I'm doing good, I'm a playboy, but I think of you when I get so lonely. Thinking how we used to fuck it up, how we fuck it up. Yeah, we never get enough, how we never get enough.
I remind you when you can't recall my face. I'm a clock that's ticking when you go insane. When you need me, I'll be there. When you call in my name, be the one to hold your hand.
I'm addicted to the things we used to do.
You feel like wasting time, 'cause I got nothing to lose. I'm really trying to get to you. I remind you when you can't recall my face. I'm a clock that's ticking when you go insane. When you need